Eric Vincent, or Vincent, V-I-N-C-E-N-T, Eric, E-R-I-C, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, 10963. This is a 61-year-old gentleman from Houston, truck driver, no children, never been married, single, extensive history of tobacco abuse in the past, not much ETOH use, recently had cardiac stent placed times two in his left heart. He says he was hospitalized last week. Those records are pending at this time. He also suffers from coronary artery disease. Status was CABG some years ago, mitral valve replacement, shoulder surgery, toe surgery, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, peripheral vascular disease, obesity, and has required multiple surgery for his amputation of his toes on both legs, period. Medication includes aspirin, 81 milligram a day. Then Tylenol number 3 for pain. Let's see. Then he takes Plavix 75 milligram a day, Lipitor 40 milligram a day, and Metoprolol ER 100 milligram a day. Patient has been had Zoloft 50 milligram, 100 milligram once a day. Then he takes, Lyrica 300 milligram every 12 hours for his severe low back pain. And then he takes Lanta 75 units a day, then Humalog 50 units twice a day, period. He's also taking DUTASTRIDE 0.5 milligram a day for his prostate, period. He suffers from low back pain, severe. He was told that if he can get his hemoglobin A1C around 9, he can have back surgery. He's had two fractured back in the past. He's pretty much bedbound because of it. He also has shortness of breath with activity given his severe heart disease, especially even after the stent, has had chest pain, shortness of breath, and symptoms of angina, period. He has diabetic neuropathy, peripheral vascular disease, as was mentioned. He takes Lyrica 4. His blood sugars are out of control, even with high-dose insulin, both Lantus and Humalog. It was 267 this morning, period. Family history. Mom has cancer, some sort of cancer. Dad died of some sort of cancer. Surgeries as above. Patient social. He's ADL dependent. He has a neighbor and family members that help him. He has a history of shortness of breath, orthopnea, PND. He does wear, adult pull-up sometimes because he has a hard time getting to the bathroom because of his weakness and his back pain, period. His O2 sat is 98%. His pulse is 80, blood pressure 160 over 78, heart positive, pulse positive 2, lungs, fewer bronchi, abdomen soft, next show JVD skin, mild JVD skin, shows no rash around mucosa with energy, logic unknown, focal, has a 1 plus B ledema. Assessment, here we have a 61-year-old gentleman with coronary artery disease, atherosclerotic heart disease, status post coronary artery bypass graft, status post mitral valve replacement and recent stent placements. As far as the location, the records are pending at this time. He continues to have shortness of breath, weakness, chest pain with activity, orthopnea, and PND, period. He also has severe history of low back pain, has had two back fractures, lumbar fractures in the past, neuropathy related to his diabetes and his back pain. He takes Tylenol number 3, which is not helping him. He's also taking Plavix because he just had stent placed. Lyrica has helped him somewhat. Nevertheless, it's not controlling his pain. He was told that if he can get his blood sugar under control, he might be a candidate for surgery. He also has hyperlipidemia and peripheral vascular disease, which has resulted in losing amputation of a couple of his toes on each side, period. He also has diminished pulses on the exam. and has a history of depression and secondary to his chronic pain, and he takes 100 milligram of Zoloft, period. His blood sugar is out of control. It was 267 today once again. Has a history of falling down because of weakness in his legs related to his low back pain, neuropathy, and radiculopathy-type symptoms, period. In the paragraph, he states that he's no longer able to go back and forth to the doctor's office because he's in so much pain, so much discomfort, and wants to be cared for at home, period. Patient's also having issues with sleep, both because of shortness of breath and pain issues, because of his shortness of breath and his pain, period. Hospital records are pending at this time regarding the recent stent placement, location, and the type of stent that was placed. It's important for him to continue with his Plavix, and he was told never to stop the Plavix. Also, it's most important for him to stop smoking, but he's not interested in doing that. He states that's the only pleasure he gets in life at this time. Thank you.